Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Chagiga's 787th daf in Shas. We are going to begin a little bit into the daf on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that is dealing with the fascinating Mishnah on daf Yud Amid Aleph that characterizes different sets of halacha in different ways. What our Mishnah says, our Gemara is going to pick up and discuss. When our Mishnah mentions that Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos are Mikra Muat, they have few psukim, Va'alachos Merubos. At the end of yesterday's daf, going to the top of today's Amud, we had discussed particular examples of why these halachos are considered Hararim, Hatluin Bisa'arash, that they are mountains hanging on very thin threads. And then we will discuss the next part of that Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph that describes Dinin, Avodos, Taharos, Tmeos, Arayos. All of them are considered Gufei Torah, and they are all described in the Pasuk. That's what the Mishnah says, and our Gemara on our Amud is going to see where exactly they are written in the Torah explicitly. Then we will begin the second Perek. The second Perek is one of the most Kabbalistic and hashkafically abstract prakim in Shas. And the reason for that is because our Mishnah continues with the topic of the Mishnah on Yud, and we'll discuss the rules of Arayos and the limitation of discussing the halachos of Arayos in public. Once the Gemara mentions that, we will then go on to see that there are other things that are too profound and too complex for the average person to be involved with. That's one way of presenting it, like Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, and we will learn Ein Dorshin Barayis Bishlosha Velo B'Maisa Bereishis Bishnayim Velo B'Merkava B'Yachid. And our Gemara will analyze those statements of the Mishnayis, and that will catapult us into discussions of Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava for the rest of Seder Moed until we have a little bit more of halachos of kachim at the end of the third perek, and then Bezer Hashem, by the Yom Noroyim, around Matzah Yom HaKippurim, we'll be beginning Bezer Hashem, Maseches Yevamos. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Mikra Muat Vahalachos Merubos, about 10 lines on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We had learned in our Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph that Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos have many few psukim, and many halachos. So says the Gemara, Tana, Nigoyim va'olos mikra muat, va'halachos merubos. Both Nigoyim and Olos, they're large mesechtos in Taharos, they don't have a lot of psukim, but they have a lot of halachos. Nigoyim mikra muat, Nigoyim mikra merubo, who asks the Gemara. Nigoyim has many, many psukim. We know that much of Parshas Mitzora deals with halachos of Nigay Habatim. Amar of Papa Achikamer. Nigoyim mikra meruba v'alachos muatas. Olos, Maseches Olos, which are complex halachos of when tuma is transferred within one building or one tent. Mikra muat v'alachos merubas. Umay nafkemina. And the difference of whether it has many psukim or not, umay nafkemina im istapik nalach milsa b'nigoyim. If you're not sure about something in Hilchos Nigoyim, ayim bikroy, then look into the psukim. Because you have psukim rubin. But if you're not sure about something in olos, then you have to look into the mishnayos. They're not enough psukim to tell you what to do. Dinin. We learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to dinin, which presumably means choshen mishpat, so there, the Mishnah used the expression yeshlin al mishi yismichu, which means that there are enough psukim in the Torah to deduce many halachos of dinim, says the Gemara, michtik sivan? Are there a lot of halachos of dinim? How many psukim do you have? Dinim, we learned in our Mishnah, yeshlin al-mai shiyismichu. There is enough of the psukim that we have information to be able to glean al-malismoch, on what to rely on, even though it's not mefurish in the pasuk. That's how most Mefarshim learn that line in the Mishnah. To then, the Gemara asks, Michtav Ksivan, Dinin are written out, Parshas Mishpatim is full. of dinim. What does it mean that it's only al mashi yismach? Loi nitzrach answers the Gemara elecha de Rebbe. It's following the opinion of Rebbe. The Sani Rebbe Amar Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The pasuk in Parshas Shvatim says you shall place a life, replace a life with a life. Mamanat to Omer. It refers to money. Says Gemara Ato Omer Maman Oenu Ela Nefesh Mamish. How do you know it means money? That if two men are fighting, the Torah Kedoshah says v'chiyu natzu anoshim. If, God forbid, he by mistake killed a woman, and Rebbe says that since it was unintentional, he pays a fine of the quote-unquote value of the person that is killed. So then we ask, maybe it means nefesh mamish. At the end of the day, he killed a woman. It says the word nesina when it says v'nosan biflilim. If he hurt the fetus, so then in such a case, there we have a clear tradition that that means he pays the value. Malahalan mamon, just like over there, it's money afkam mamon. So all of that is not mefurish in the pasuk. Avodos. When it comes to what Rashi on the Mishnah over there describes in Yudam Alpha as Avodas HaKarbin Kachim, Michtav Ksivan, all of Ilchas Kachim seem to be spelled out in Parshas Vayikra, asks the Gemara, Lo Nitzracha Elo Lochas Adam. No, the taking of the blood from after the Shechita to the Zrika, the Sanya. We learned in a Braisa, V'ikrivoi, that the Torah says, V'ikrivoi Bnei Aroin, HaKoyinim Es Adam, Zarku Es Adam El Mizbech, they'll bring close. What does that mean, they'll be close? Zog kabbalas adam. That is the acceptance of the dam. Va'afka rachmana b'losha halacha. But the Torah used a losha of halacha, as we saw when we just read the pasuk. The loshan of the ikriva. Similarly, we have a pasuk, v'hikri v'akoyin es hakol v'ikdir ha'mizbecha. Va'omar mar. And we had a tradition. What does v'hikri there mean? When it's talking about bringing the emur on top of the mizbeach. It means bringing it physically. Lememra, to teach us the halacha lo tifka michlal kabbalah. Not to remove the process of halacha from kabbalah. That part of the process of the krivo includes kabbalah sadam as well as halacha limizbeach. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara in Zvachim, that the halacha is not ma'akev in the carbon, but there are halachos about the halacha when bringing the dam to the Mizbeach, if there needs to be a distance where the dam is being carried by the Kayin from the Kabbalah to the Zrika. We also learned in our Mishnah, Taharas are not written, but explicit or expansively, but Yeshem Amashi Yismachu, there's enough psukim to actually show where Chazal relied and leaned their halachas on. Says the Gemara, Michtav Ksivan, no, Hilchos Taharis are written. We have Parshas Chukas with halachos of Tmei Meis and other parshios that have the halachos of Tumah. And the Gemara LeNitzrocha Elecha Adosha, excuse me, El Lashir Mikva. That the chidush over here is for the size of the mikva. That is not mefurish in the pasuk. The Lok Sivi, Disanya. How do we learn out the Shir Mikva? Torah Kedoshah says in Vayikra Tezvav, V'rochatz es besorim b'mayim. Now, Losha Pasik is b'mayim, not b'mayim. Rashi points out the vowelization under the bays is a patach. Means mayim miyuchadim, a very, very specific type of water. And what was that? B'may mikvah. So number one, it has to be water that's not running water. It has to be water that has resided at a particular place. Es kol besaro. Mayim shekol gufo olaben. Water that encompasses the entire body. The kamahain, and what is the size that would encompass an average body? Amal amma brum shlosha amos. One amma by one amma with the height of three amas. The shiru chachamim may mikvar b'am sa. The chachamim came up with the number of 40 sa, and that is based on the pasuk of bisaro, it's called bisaro. So that yeshlam amashi yismov, but at the same time it's not mefurish 40 sa, in the Teirah Kedesha. We learned in our Mishnah Tmeos that the halachas of Tumah is well as spelled out, asks the Gemara. Michtav Ksivan, we also have those halachas. What gives off Tumah, what doesn't, a sheretz, a mace, Says the Gemara, Lo nitzurcha elechadosha min hasheretz. The size of how much a sheretz is mitame, which is the size of a lentil bean, that's the lo ksiva. It's not written in the Torah. The sign we learned in a braisa says in the Torah, Kedosha, Eilat meim lechem mechol hasheretz kol hanogeya bohem b'moysam. Whoever touches of them. Yochol b'kula. Talmeloymer mehem. Bohem means to say of them. Not even the whole sheretz, but even part of it. As long as the size of a lentil, it's mitame. Yochol b'miktsasan, I would think any mount. Talmeloymer behem. Of them. What does that mean? Ha-ketzad ad shi'yagia b'miktsaso. Of them a little bit. Shehu kikulo. That is considered all of it. So what is that? Something that's a little bit of it, which is considered all of it. Shiro kacham bika'adosha. The chacham estimated that that's the size of a lentil. Shekein chomet. Because a type of a sheretz that is called a chomet starts out as the size of a adosha. Tchiloso bika'adosha. Starts out as an adosha. From Rashi, it seems that some type of snail, although this is not my background in terms of figuring out the exact animal classification and or botany, so on. There are many fantastic experts out there who spend a lot of time. I have not to work on this. But Rashi seems to say that it's some type of snail, and it starts out the size of a klipa of adasha, the shell of the adasha, Rashi says. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mizanav, Halta'a. It continues to live even after it's cut off by its tail. So since it has life when it's the size of a sheret, adasha, then in such a case, we see Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that you view it as a sheret shalem as long as the size of adasha. If it has the size of adasha, then, like some type of worms, if you cut them, it could continue to live. We learn in our Mishnah, Arayos. The Arayos are one of those cases that are not written much in the Torah, but Yeshan Mim Lismoch says the Gemara, Michtav Ksivan, it's in the end of Parshas Achrimos and other places. And says the Gemara, Lo Nitzrucha Levitai Me Anusasa. This is a sugya in Yevamis, the Lo Ksiva, that there is no Makar that says that she is Aser. Let's take a look at Rashi, who spells this out beautifully. Rashi says, Dilubita Me Ishta Ksiv Ervas Isha Ubita. When it comes to one's daughter, it already says the one's wife's daughter is an erva, you're not allowed to marry her. Mashma, bein shabas menu bein miishacher. Whether the daughter is from yours or from another man. Uksiv krachrina. There also is another pasuk, ervas bas mincho bas bitecha, that the daughter of your daughter is asur, one's granddaughter. So son, number one, we learn that you're asur to your wife's daughter, even if she's that daughter is not your biological child. And the daughter of a daughter is also Aser. Umikmina la biyavamis, bibita menu sasa. That's talking about a case of a daughter of someone a man had raped. So Ruvain Chasachila had raped a woman. So now the halacha is, he's prohibited to marry her daughter as well. Midlo asar kasav bas bita shal isha zu el bebas habas, shenolad himenu. So we're talking about the daughter of a daughter that was born from him. So one's daughter for one's wife, we already learned. So it must be that we're talking about something else. We're talking about Bita Menusasa. Delok Siva, it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. But Chazal found Almi Lismoch because of the extra Pasuk. The Amar Rav Amar Li Yitzchak Paravdimi, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. We learn out a Gzeira Shava. That just like one's granddaughter is considered like one's daughter. And it says both by the parsha of Sreifa of Arayos, it says Sheira Heina Zimahi. And by also the parsha of Ones, it says Heina. So it's as if it applied Zima by the parsha of Baspino Baspita Menu Saso that we learned from that second parsha, as we said earlier. So we learn the Onesh of the Gzeirah Shava of Zima Zima, that the same applies to Bas Bito as well. And Chazal learned that just like someone who marries one's mother-in-law, then the Onesh is Sreifa, so too one who marries his granddaughter is also Onesh Bisreifa, that it's Mamish in the same category. Now all of this is only based on Gzeirah Shavas. Without the Gzeirah Shava, we would never have learned this, and without all of the drushos of Chazal in regards to Bas Bita, And we also have another drasha telling us that it's not only bito banusasa that's asur, even bas bito manusasa is also going to be asur. The Gemara continues on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, three lines on the top, hein hein gufei teira, that we learned that these dinin, arayos, avodos, taros, v'tmeos, all of them are the guf of Torah, the body of Torah itself. Asks Gemara, hani in hanechlo, only these are and the others not. Ela ema hein vehein gufei Torah. No, all of these are the guf of Torah, the ones that are explicit in the pasuk, the ones that we have to learn as harim hatzluim b'sa'ara, and the ones that we find psukim to be somichan. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the second parak. Ein darshin ba'arayos b'shloisha. We don't expound on arayos amongst three people. That's why the second parak begins with this topic of doresh, because we spoke about arayos. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis b'shnaim. And we don't even discuss maisa b'reishis with two. V'lo b'mirkava b'yachim. We don't discuss maisa b'mirkava with even one. Ela im kein hayachacham u'mevin midaita. Unless he is someone who's wise and could understand on his own. Mishnah continues, kolam stakl ba'bod varim. Ratui lo, the word ratui means it's good for him. Kilu lo bala olam, it's as good for him as if he hadn't come to the world at all. In other words, that's a euphemism for saying better that he had not come into the world at all. In other words, there are certain things, and this requires humility. That's one of the things that Torah HaKadosha tries to teach us, and it's one of the things one of the hardest things to ingrain in man, to teach him that these ideas, malamala, what's above, malamata, what's below, malifnim, according to Rashi, that means what is outside of the mechitzas harakia, the curtain of the rakia that we learn about in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, lemizrach, to the east. According to Rashi, lamalo, lamata, does not mean above in the heavens, below on earth, but rather lamala means the rakia that is above the chayos, that we speak about in tefillah. Umalamata means below the chayos. Umala ochor, and what is to the west of the rakia. V'chol shalochas al kvod konoi, ratui loi shaloi baloi lam. And whoever is not concerned about the honor of his creator, then it's better that he not come into this world at all, as we explained above, based on the word ratui. Now Rashi tells us the Gemara is going to expound on what it means, kol shalochas al kvod konoi. Says the Gemara, amrit bereisha v'lo b'merkava b'yachid. We said you're not allowed to learn ma'aseh merkava alone. Expound on it with one person. V'hadar amrit, and then we learned, ela im kein hayachacham mevidaita. Only if he's a chacham and understands. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar, ein darshin ba'arayos l'shlosha. You can't be darsh arayos with three. V'lo ma'aseh bereishis l'shnayim. V'lo b'merkava l'yachid. You can't be Darsh Merkav with a Yachid, Elim Kain. You could do it with someone who's Hayachacham Umevin Midaito. Someone who is exceedingly wise and could understand things on his own. Rashi says that he doesn't need to resort to others to ask questions. Because if you're learning it just with him, says the Gemara, that will be okay, because it won't become public discourse. But the moment he needs to go to ask others questions, so then in such a case, then one should not teach those who are going to need to go and ask others. Ein darshin ba'arayos b'shlosha. My time. Ilei mishum nechsev ish ish el kol sher b'saro ish ish trei. Sher b'saro chad. That the Torah, when talking about arayos, speaks about three people. V'amar achmona lo sikru l'galos erva. So maybe Chazal understood, you shouldn't come close to expound on it, el me'ata. If that would be the way to learn it, dechsev ish ish ki yikal el kov, ish ish asher yitim yizar l'molach. Hachanami, then the same should apply in regards to Klala and the Halachas of Molech. Ela hanu mi boile. No, these you need to learn publicly. The Rabbo says Hamnachrim, because Gentiles are included in these Halachas. Shemuzharin al birchas Hashem va'avod ezarek Yisrael. Part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, two of them are cursing God and avod ezar. Asks Gemara, so if you're going to say that's the reason that we learn out ish ish al kol besaro that says lo sikru v'legalos erva, then the same should apply even with arayos as well. Hainami by the Rabbi Sinachim Shemuzharin al arayos ki Yisrael, they're also included. Ela continues the Gemara on the first wide line Yud Aleph from Beis Midrash. Ushmartem is mishmarti. Ushmartem, when it comes to The Parshas Arayos, concluding in Parshas Achrimos, it says, and you shall guard my guardings. Ushmartim trei. Shmartim is plural, means two. Mishmarti chad. Vamrachmana vilti asos mechukos hatovos. So the Torah tells that you should learn and guard with these three. And that would mean that you only learn and guard amongst three people. Elamiata says in Mar Tachsiv, but we have a similar type of lashon. Ushmartim es haShabbos. Ushmartim es haMatzos. Ushmartim es mismeres haKodesh. That we have this lashon in a few places, and we don't say that there's only a certain amount of people that you're supposed to learn it with. So every time it says the mishmeres, all of a sudden you're going to darshan the limited amount of people you're allowed to learn with them these halachos. Elamar Rashi, my ain darshan barayis b'shlosha. Ein darshim besisrei arayos b'shosh. You can't talk about the hidden parts of arayos. What is that? So Rashi explains six lines at the bottom. Those things that are not mefurish, which we mentioned on the top of the Yomud in the previous parak, the case of bitoy manusaso, as well as ein chamov. So those are things that are not mefurish. Those you're not supposed to darshin in front of three. My taima svaro. The reason why it's problematic is because they're based on sensitive svaros. Beitre kiasi kamei rabayu. When there are two people who are sitting in front of the Rebbe, chad shakol v'tari b'hadi rabbe, v'idach matzle odne. Now, dalid is often interchanged with zayim. The one will be talking with the Rebbe, and the other will lend his ear to listen. Legamra, to understand. Tlasa, once there are three, chad shakol v'tari b'hadi rabbe, one is going to talk and learn with the Rebbe. And then the other two will start talking amongst themselves. And if they don't hear one little part, they'll come to permit arayos. So that's very dangerous. Says the Gemara, Yachl Kol HaTorah Nami. That could apply to Kol HaTorah, could apply to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Arayos Shani, says the Gemara. No, when it comes to arayos, it's even more sensitive. The Amar Mar. Gezel va'arayos, this is an important rule in Chazal, and we mamish see it to this day. Anybody who's honest, both with themselves, as well as looking in the newspaper, not that the newspaper is honest, but sees the reality of this world, there are people who steal, and people who get involved in veros and arayos, nafsho mechamdosan misavalem, it is deep in a person's material desires to fall into the trap of Gezel and Arayos. Umesavalem, they desire Yachi Gezel Nami. So if that would be so, then you should only learn the halachas of Gezel. We're afraid that someone's going to make an easily a mistake. They should only learn with a Rebbe with two. So says the Gemara, Arayos bein b'funav bein shelo b'funav. Nafish yitzire. When it comes to Arayos, the power of the Yetzer is whether the Arayos are in front of you or not. The desire, the sexual instinct is so strong, so then it's an even more powerful aver. Gezel b'fanav nafish yetzer, right? When he has the opportunity to steal, then he has a strong yetzer. Shelo b'fanav lo nafish yetzer. But if it's not in front of him, the yetzer hara is not as strong. We are going to stop today's daf over here. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up for Sunday's daf on daf Yud Gimel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Chagiga. Wishing you all a good Shabbos, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekabel. Us Ashkenazim are starting Slichos on Matzoi Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Achenu HaSvardim have already begun to pound the heavens with the Tfilos. I was last, when was it? Two nights ago, slept in the old city in the Nazir room, Baruch Hashem, overlooking the Kotel. And through the night, the noise of Klal Yisrael, simple Jews, what they refer to here in Israel as Mesorati Jews, coming and flocking the Kotel, trying to bang on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door, some in a very simple way, some in a very profound way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekabel our tefilos, may we be zocha to a shnas chayim tov v'shalom together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph, and looking forward to picking up with you in Yemei HaSlichos from Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Chagiga.